Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Thank you. Alyssa, Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua or Make Me the Second, a new song by Indonesian band Alyssa, which is actually the cover song of an Indonesian female singer back in 2007, namely Astrid. Make Me the Second, well, hopefully it's not happening to VOI listeners in viewing Voice of Indonesia. Hopefully all of you still and will always make VOI the first radio station to you, whenever, wherever. VOI listener, now we have information from Jakarta that supports free homecoming program and work from anywhere planned. Governor of Jakarta, Pramono Anung Wibowo, is fully supportive and ready to work with the central government on the free Idul Fitri homecoming program, including the work from anywhere plan starting March 24, 2025. He believes that work from anywhere can help ease traffic congestion and crowds during the Eid homecoming period. And the governor revealed the Jakarta provincial government will prepare a free homecoming program for Jakarta's residents by providing 520 buses. In view of this, he will coordinate with the Ministry of Transportation to ensure the smooth execution of the free homecoming program. He clarified that while his site welcomes everyone to Jakarta, effective management is necessary to avoid potential problems, because usually there will surely be newcomers to Jakarta after Idul Fitri. So the provincial government needs to prepare for this early. Meanwhile, Indonesian Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandi stated his meeting with the Jakarta governor on Monday was aimed at coordinating public transportation issues and preparations for the 2025 Eid travel. Jakarta is the top origin area of travelers, so it is expected that through the collaboration with the provincial government, the 2025 Idul Fitri travel will go smoothly. What about Idul Fitri homecoming in your country? You can share it with us to social media, Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or RRI or RRI digital mobile app chat room. Indeed, we are still doing Ramadan fasting month, but usually people also have already considered to buy tickets, to book tickets even before Ramadan to go to their hometown. So for those of you who are fasting today in Ramadan day 5, or anyone who enjoy this program, hope this next song will make your day even more beautiful. Just like the song title, Cantik, which literally means beautiful. A song by Tiara Andini and Arshi Widianto.
Cantik
apa?
Ingin rasa hati berbisik.
Bisikin aja.
Untuk melepas keresahan dirimu. Oh cantik.
Apa?
Bukan ku ingin mengganggumu, tapi apa arti merindu selalu. Oh, oh, oh.
Selalu mentari tepi di udara.
Thank you.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is keyword of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. berharga.
Rizky Febian, Penantian Berharga, or Worth Waiting. Net zero emission by 2060 in Indonesia is completely worth waiting. And one of the efforts to realize it is through electric vehicle. Is it an effort to make a greener world? Is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? So here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation about the electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, on our YouTube channel, VOR Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
This fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
Is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigale-gale ni sebenarnya dia.
Sigale-gale is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosi Island whose name was Raja Rahab. Raja Rahab has a son, the only son. His name is Simangale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahab or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahab's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahab felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahab fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahab's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahab's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahab saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigale-gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahab was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manortor. What are their impressions after seeing si gale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Bata culture, which is very interesting. We want to see si gale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat. Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with si gale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see si gale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see si gale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding si gale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Dear listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Diru diru nina, oh, 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 o
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Here is Newsline. Indonesia's sixth president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono alluded to a global leadership crisis while emphasizing the need to strengthen multilateralism in his keynote speech at the Tokyo Conference 2025 in Tokyo, Japan on Tuesday. According to a statement received from his media team in Jakarta on the same day, he stressed that international cooperation is essential for addressing global conflicts and climate change and achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, fully supports the government in developing nuclear power plants in Indonesia as part of efforts to diversify energy sources and support for the sustainability of the national energy sector. Deputy Chairman for Energy and Mineral Resources of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Aryo Joyo Hadi Kusumo, in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, appreciated the government's move to prioritize the new and renewable energy sector as one of the investment objectives. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Apa yang kau punya, walau hatimu merasa semua belum sempurna. Sebenarnya kita sudah cukup semuanya. Bila dunia membuatmu kecewa karena semua cita-citamu tertunda, percayalah segalanya telah diatur semesta agar kita mendapatkan yang terindah. Impianmu terbanglah tinggi, tapi selalu pijakkan kaki di bumi. Senyumlah kembali, bahagiakan hari ini, buatlah hatimu bersinar lagi. Bila ingin lebih damai di dunia, berbagilah bahagia yang telah kau punya. Kini hatimu terasa semua lebih sempurna karena kau hidup dengan seutuhnya.
bahagia yang telah kau punya. Percayalah segalanya telah diatur semesta agar kita mendapatkan yang terindah. Kini hatimu terasa semua lebih sempurna karena kau hidup dengan seutuhnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.